Good morning. My guest this morning is Paul Schumacher from Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We are talking about volunteer. So are you one?
Yes, I am.
I thought you probably were. You're wearing what I'm sure is volunteer mufti.
Exactly.
So Santa Rosa Memorial needs volunteers.
Yes.
And what sorts of duties and what sorts of focuses do hospital volunteers there have?
Volunteers at Memorial assist staff. They help and comfort visitors and patients. There are 20 different departments using volunteers. You need not have any kind of medical background. You can be a retired teacher. You can be anything. You could have been in the hardware business like I was. You can be from Silicon Valley like I was. Anyway, as long as you the training is provided and as long as you – I think the important thing is liking people, wanting to help people, interested in learning new things, able to stand and walk around for the better part of 4 hours. There are a few sit-down jobs but not very many.
Well, I know that when I've been to the hospital, there are always desks right at the entrance and someone is behind that desk and it's obvious that that person has been trained in how to find any one of many, many different things you may be looking for.
Being a volunteer at Memorial is often – you're very mobile and you could be escorting patients to a different part of the hospital. You could be running a sample to the lab. You could be delivering some sort of supplies from central to your department.
How many days a week characteristically?
It's really optional. You can work one four-hour shift per week. You can work four or five if you choose to. I happen to work three. Three four-hour shifts.
Oh, so it really is very fluid. You can really
absolutely
construct your own volunteerism.
Absolutely. But once you've decided on a schedule, they would like you to stay with it until you officially change it. You don't call in and say, oh, I feel like coming in today. It's really it's really like a regular paying job, but your benefit is instead of money, you get other benefits. It's very satisfying, very rewarding, and you get a free meal every shift.
I imagine that most of the people that you encounter, at least a large percentage, are people who are having problems, people who are upset, people who are on the edge in one way or other. So I suspect that knowing how to handle people who are maybe not not thinking quite straight is a good idea.
How often that happens would depend a lot on where you're volunteering.
Right.
I volunteer in ER, so I see a lot of that.
I bet you do.
But you learn very early on doing that work. You learn what people need. One day in the ER, a young woman was brought in, and she'd been very, very depressed. And she was almost inconsolable. And she was about 20, very pretty young woman, and she needed someone to listen. So I normally wouldn't spend 45 minutes with one patient without moving on, but she really needed someone to talk to. So I sat and I listened and offered back a few comments. And about 15 minutes after I left, she was sound asleep. She just needed someone to talk to. And of course, she needed some other help too. But the immediate need was that she needed someone to listen to her and to talk to her. Sometimes they'd like a funny story to amuse them. Sometimes they need a warm blanket and warm socks, and that's always a hit when they're cold. You feel like you really are helping. You are also helping staff. And the nurses, the techs, the doctors in ER are just spectacular. They are so professional.
I'll bet.
And at first, when the program was first suggested about 7 or 8 years ago, they were reluctant and they said, we don't need untrained volunteers running around. Now they wouldn't want to do without us.
Great. Well, I'm glad they're not doing without you and the others who volunteer. Thank you for coming in, Paul, and telling us about this. And I'm sure that there are people in our audience that are ready to jot down a telephone number and find out more about how they can volunteer at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. The way to do it is to call 525-5300, that's the main number, and tell the person who answers the phone what you're looking for. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.